This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right. Hey, listen, we got a big show. We got some news about the Olympics you're not going to believe. And then, like we promised last week, ladies and gentlemen, Stacey Dash on the broadcast tonight. From Clueless to Conservative, the book, it's a pretty interesting read, and I don't do this for a lot of shows. I actually read a good portion of Ms. Dash's memoirs this week. But it's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. It's tremendous to have you with us. We are welcoming you, some of you, for the first time on radio stations in Omaha, Nebraska, in Little Rock, Arkansas, in Orlando, Florida, in places like Tampa Bay, Louisville, Kentucky, Colorado Springs, Portland, Oregon, which was just all over the place. And just so grateful to have you with us. Those stations all the way by the way, are all of the Salem Radio Network. We've got a ton of others from the CRN Network, from the GCN Network. We're 300-plus radio outlets across the country, and then 44 million television households on the Biz TV network. So we are so grateful to have you with us. But I'm excited. Let's go to the big board. We got a big show tonight. We got so much to talk about, and it's really going to be a stellar broadcast. In this first hour, we've got this really weird topic that I've got to get to, because you see this picture of Bruce Jenner here if you're watching on television. For those of you that are just joining us, it's actually a shot of him from a Wheaties commercial from like the 1970s. Turns out he could have won a bunch more gold medals. He could have won a ton more gold medals if he had had the Olympics doing what they're doing now. He could participate next year if he wanted to. Anyway, we'll get into this. And then, as I mentioned, Stacey Dash, our lady of the after of the Ladies Lounge tonight, and she's going to be our special guest in hour two, and I'm looking forward to that. It's just going to be fantastic. Plus, we had a little president. He was slow jamming 2016 this week. So, you know, we might have to celebrate his groove. The president, he was slow jamming a little bit. And then he came out and he said something really controversial. He said, "Let me be clear. I have, for the last number of months, watched as Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton went back and forth trying to kill one another. And now we are displaying our unity, and I'm with her." And then he looked up and he saw Hillary and he just about fainted. But anyway, he's all in. He's with her. And if you're just joining us tonight, again, we're on Biz TV, coast to coast, great stations like Channel 44 here in New York City and Channel 8 in Los Angeles. And then if you want to jump online, we've got something brand new to the whole game tonight. We've got the entire show feed. Now, we've had the behind-the-scenes camera where you couldn't hear the callers and stuff before, and we got a lot of complaints about that. So I said, hey, I'm going to do something about that. And show enough, tonight, if you're on the Facebook feed, Facebook Live, you will be able to get the entire broadcast on the Facebook channel by itself. And I've got comment sections you can weigh in on, and we'll chat those things up as we get along. So I'm looking forward to a really fun night with you all the way around. I don't care how you stack it up. It's going to be the best place you could be for the next 2 hours. It's going to be the most fun you can have in America for the next 2 hours. Guaranteed. Man, I sound like somebody who used to sit in another chair in the studio. Supposed to under-deliver, and you're supposed to under-promise and over-deliver in media. That's what you're always supposed to do. Anyway, 800-340-3373 is our phone number if you want to jump in on the discussion. I want to get right into our first topic tonight because I want us to have plenty of time to chat this thing down
because I think it's going to require at least a full hour to get to it. The Olympics. Put that headline back on the screen there for me, Nick. Those of you watching on television, I'll relay this to you on radio. The Olympic Committee this week, last night, announced that they are planning in the next round of Olympic Games, after their big controversy in which they couldn't even, and this is sad when you think about it, they couldn't even keep Russia and China from doping in the last two sets of Winter Games. We've had 60 Minutes come out and do the big expose, and like they had performance enhancing drugs and everything else. So they can't even keep their stuff clean in that regard. Okay. Now they have come out and said, you got that headline from Breitbart? The headline says it all here, but I want to, if you've got it, we'll put it on the screen. Bruce Jenner is pictured here, but the headline says more. Olympics loosen the rules to allow pre-op male-to-female transsexuals to compete with women in the next set of games. It's right there on the middle of your screen if you're looking at the television screen. But they're going to allow pre-op. Now, what does that mean? Okay, let's break this down, because that's a lot of fancy scientific gobbledygook, right? Pre-op transsexuals. Here's what they're going to do. And they didn't say it this way, but they should have. The Olympics have given their okay to letting men compete against women. Men that may say, oh, I'm a transsexual, I'm transgendered, but they don't have to have the surgery. The whole reason that it's worded the way it is because they specifically want to say you can still have your man thing. Your man part can be attached, and they're going to allow you to compete against women. No, Kev, come on, they would never allow that. No, that's the decision that they made. So let me get this straight. Men who simply say, I feel pretty, you're so pretty. Just say, I feel very feminine today. I'm just very girly today. So I'm going to run my 100-meter race in the girls' division. If they meet two criteria, they say, for a certain length of time, I feel pretty, I'm a woman. If they say they're a woman, and if they get their testosterone level in their body below X whatever level that they say it has to be, then they're a woman. That's all it takes. There's nothing else. You have to deplete your testosterone by however much, and for 12 months say, I am very pretty. I am very gorgeous. I am woman. Hear me roar. And if you do that, you don't have to stop shaving. You don't have to grow boobs. You don't have to do anything. I want you to understand what the Olympics are saying. You can be a man with low testosterone and be considered a woman for the purpose of competing in their games. Now, I want to know two things from the audience tonight. Number one, does anybody think this is a good idea? But number two, if you are a woman, I'm going to push you to the front of the line because I want to hear from you first. And I really want to know what women think. I've got an article coming out about this tonight at midnight on townhall.com. And I want to see what the women of America are going to say tonight, even though I think I know what they're going to say and I've already put it in writing. I want to see if I'm right. But I want to know, if you're a woman, are you offended by this? Didn't the entire Title IX fight have to do with the fact that women were not given the same opportunities as men to compete, therefore establishing female tracks of competition where they could thereby have the same opportunities as the men? Wasn't that what the whole friggin' Title IX debate was about? Oh, you're not going to allow women to play men's basketball, so we're going to start women's basketball.
I thought that's what Title IX was about. I thought it was making sure that you had the same opportunity. What is this mess? You know what's going to happen?
This is my feeling. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. I want to know. 888-340-3373 is my phone number, by the way. 888-340-3373. This is what I want to know. Do you think that there will be some nations like Iran and China and some other people that are kind of used to cheating and kind of don't really care that much about women to begin with that just might put their entire third string in the women's division? Because all they have to do is adjust their little hormones and then say they're a woman for like 12 months. And they're in. They're good to go. They don't have to shave. They can still wear man clothes. They still have man parts. I'm curious. Is there anything good that you think can come out of this? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The Olympics saying that men with men parts will be allowed to compete against women in the next Olympic Games. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Coming right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known. And
all right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York City. It is Radio Night Live, and if you're listening in Little Rock, Arkansas, Omaha, Nebraska, Portland, Oregon, Orlando, Florida, just some of our newer markets, we're glad to have you with us. And a reminder, you might not know the phone number as well. The phone number is 800-340-3373. Coming up in the second hour tonight in the Ladies Lounge, Stacey Dash will be joining us. There goes my social life. You have to know the movie Clueless to catch the inference of the title of her book. But anyway, from Clueless to Conservative, Stacey Dash, our special guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight. So here's the story we're leading off with, and I want your opinion on it. The International Olympic Committee, who's had significant trouble keeping rogue actors like China and Russia from doping their players and cheating, now believe that they can measure hormone levels in their athletes and in some way create the possibility for man with manhood to compete against women in sports, in the Olympics, you know, boxing, weightlifting, basketball, skating, sprinting, running, long distance, short distance. All the stuff that women compete in, that they can compete against the others who are more traditional women, and that it's going to be fair. Now, I'm just curious, two things. One, does anybody think that they're anywhere close to being sane? And secondly, ladies in particular, I want to hear from you. If you're watching on Biz TV tonight, I want to know, does this make you more inclined to watch the women's events in the Olympics or less? Do you think it's fair? Because here's what I think is going to happen. And I honestly think that this is what's going to happen. You're going to have a number of sports in which there's going to be some countries that have some guys that turn out to be, you know, pretty good at what they do, but not good enough to make their men's team. And then what they're going to do is say, but, you know, if we just lower your testosterone a little bit and you say that instead of Joaquin, you are Maria, then we will let you play on the women's soccer team this next year. And that when you're playing for the women's soccer team, you'll probably be pretty dominant over the other competition because you have longer leg length and bigger muscle mass and bigger bone structure. So the Olympics are saying, no, it's okay. As long as the testosterone in his system is low enough that they're just randomly saying it's got to be below this level, and you say you're a woman, that's good enough for us because we're so scared of, you know, being against anything resembling the tranny train. We're going to stay away from that completely. We're just going to let you play. Won't this rub women out of opportunities? Won't this edge them out? Won't this send them to the sideline and say, "Ah, you're not going to get to play"? What are your thoughts on this? 888-340-3373. We do have a bit of news information that I think tells the entire story pretty well. Take a listen to this.
Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, it's adopted new guidelines for including transgender athletes in competitions. The group behind the proposal said they're necessary to ensure that trans athletes are not excluded from the opportunity to participate in sporting competitions. One of the first major proposals, that gender reassignment surgery should not be required for any participant, saying that forcing someone to choose between surgery and competing would be inconsistent with human rights. Previous policy, developed in 2003, said transgender athletes athletes needed reassignment surgery, legal recognition of that reassignment, and at least 2 years of hormone replacement therapy. Another big step forward is the recommendation that those who are transitioning from female to male can compete in the male category right away without restriction, but it's a bit more complicated for those transitioning from male to female. Those who are born male will generally have more testosterone, which helps aid muscle growth, so the IOC established a few guidelines to ensure fairness in female competitions. Athletes transitioning from male to female would have to declare their gender identity as female, which will last for athletic purposes for at least 4 years. They'll also have their testosterone levels tested at least a year before competition, with the option to take more measurements throughout the games to ensure it's at a fair amount. In order to give transgender women enough time to drop their hormone levels, they will have to wait at least a year after they start hormone replacement therapy, changing the old requirement of 2 years. Joanna Harper, who was part of the meeting to draft the new guidelines, said the new waiting limit is a big step forward for the international athletic community. Harper told OutSports, "This matches up with the NCAA rules and is as good as anything. The waiting period was perhaps the most contentious item among our group, and 1 year is a reasonable compromise." For News, I'm Grant Simpson.
All right, so that's the Newsy report on the So I didn't even realize that. So they used to at least require them to say they were a woman for 2 years, and now they're dropping it to one, and now they're gonna hormone test them a year out. But other than that, you don't have to have the surgery. You don't have to be committed. So why didn't Bruce Jenner just keep running? I'm being a wee bit facetious here, but you have an actual serious body of people that deliberate over these things and are actually going to probably be under some serious investigation on the whole performance-enhancing drugs debate coming up. And they're the ones saying, we think it's a good idea to let men with manhood still intact compete against the women in the women's division of the Olympics. How is this not a slight against the feminist cause? How is this not a slight against female athletes? I mean, we just saw an example of this last week. There was a track and field event held up in the northwest, and the kid that was a transitioning person of some sort took spots away from girls that were planning to go to the state finals, but he edged them out in the competitions, and so now, because he's going, real girls aren't going to get to go. I know that there's a conflict here between the feminists, who believe that men and women are interchangeable, and that's everything that they base their whole mantra on nowadays, the modern feminist movement. They're the ones that are stuck here because they don't want to limit opportunities for women. But if you're going to say that men and women are exactly the same, then you can't be objecting when a man takes your place. And you know that it's not going to go the other way around, because there is no woman in any sport dominant enough to edge out a man on the man's side of the ledger. Because if that was the case, they would have been competing co-ed years ago. So how does this do anything? How do these rules do anything except injure the cause of female athleticism? How does it help advance anything other than that? It's disturbing. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm going to take your calls next, 888-340-3373. Two phone lines open, 888-340-3373. And if you are female, I'm going to put you to the front of the line because I really want to know what women have to say about this. If you're watching on Biz TV, the phone line is open to you as well. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Want to know your thoughts. Should men get to compete against women in the Olympics as females? Stay with us. Kevin McCullough, Radio Nightline.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
So glad you're with us live from New York. Those of you watching on the Biz TV network or on the feed on Facebook.com, which you can go to the Kevin McCullough Facebook page and watch the television feed as well. That's a live shot of Times Square, and it's a beautiful night tonight in the city. And glad you're with us here on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you along. We're talking about this issue that the Olympics have just put forward, which is very simple. They are saying that they are going to prevent. They're not going to discriminate. They're not going to discourage men who want to compete in the women's division. If they just lower their testosterone and say they're a woman for a year, they don't even have to commit to surgery. There's no other commitment to the process that's necessary. It's all as a result of this momentum of what the whole society has been moving towards in the last several weeks. But the Olympics saying today, men can compete in the women's division, and they can compete against women and say they're women as long as their testosterone is down to a certain level. 888-340-3373. I'm particularly curious about what women think about this. And so if you're a woman and you're watching or listening tonight, I would love to know your thoughts. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Pennsylvania and talk to Walt, who's watching us on Biz Television tonight. Hello, Walt. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin. Well, yeah, I have a background in biology. Maybe I can shed some light on this subject now. You know, as a creationist, I guess you more or less believe in the biblical version. You know, God made the man and woman, Adam and Eve, etc. But scientifically, the difference between men and women, it's not like apples and oranges. I don't know if you've ever heard the term hermaphrodite.
Of course I have, Walt. Yes, of course I have. Yes, Walt, I've heard of the term. Go right ahead.
Well, some people are born, with both male.
Yeah,
and female.
What you're talking about there, is less than 0.3% of the population. Very, very minimal people.
Recently we had the female wrestler China. She passed away. Well, she was as big as me. She was 6'7" tall.
Right. Well, actually, this ruling that the Olympics just came up with actually is also difficult for women, because if the women's testosterone level exceeds a certain amount, I'm wondering if they're going to disqualify women from competing in the women's division, because there are some women that have higher testosterone levels.
And, if you want to use, like in tennis, Venus and Serena Williams and Martina Navratilova, they're all well over 6 foot tall. You know, it's not fair for them to compete with women that are under 6 foot.
That may be true, but here's the thing. At least they would be competing against fellow women. If you put the very best men in the world up against any of those three women, they would beat them in straight sets on most days, because there's just such an overmatching of muscle and power and speed and ability on almost anything that's physical. And here's the thing, Walt, you're having to pick from the most cultivated female athletes in the world to come up with examples of someone that might be able to beat some men at some of this stuff. Here's the overwhelming issue that the Olympics they're opening the door to, because they're just not measuring it very carefully. You're going to have tons of countries that are going to exploit this, and it's not going to be good, healthy, hearty competition. Look, you have a disagreement with saying that men and women are not apples and oranges. I actually do think that there's a difference between men and women, and I think that if you study, cellular biology all the way up to, anatomy to everything else, you're going to understand that when a person is born male until they die, their cell, every cell in their body is going to say that they are a male. And if they are born female, every cell in their body, because of DNA, we know this now, the genome code shows it to us, that they're going to be female until they die. So you can plaster things, chop things off, add things, take hormones. You can do all of that stuff. You step out in the street, you get hit by a bus, the coroner's going to do the autopsy, and you know what he's going to say? He's going to say that person's a male, even if he's wearing a dress and has boobs and everything else. He's going to say that guy's a guy.
Well, Kevin, normally females have two X chromosomes. They're double X. And normal men have an X and a Y, but there are women that are double XY or even triple XY. They have some Y chromosome. You know what I mean? And it gives them male characteristics.
No, I understand that.
So, like I say, it's not like apples and oranges from a scientific viewpoint.
It is much more so that way than what the Olympics are wanting to admit to. Walt, I appreciate the call. Thank you. It's 888-340-3373. The Olympics letting men compete against women.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way at Lewis Beck, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
See when you call. Live from New York. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us, and always a joy to have you with us on the Biz Television Network, coast to coast, and great radio stations, some 300 radio stations across the country, and we couldn't be happier than to have you with us. And every Saturday, you know, in the second hour, we have the Ladies Lounge, which is where we feature brilliant women in media, and we're very honored to have this week Stacey Dash, There Goes My Social Life. It's her brand new book, and she's ready to talk to us about all kinds of things, what her life was like growing up. You may remember her role of Dion in Clueless, and now she's, of course, a contributor to the Fox News Channel and appears on the Outnumbered broadcast on a regular basis. It's one of the better shows on the network, don't you think? It's one of those shows where people are always talking about it because it's the leggy show. It's just the women sitting around the couch, and they've all got legs. And that's, anyway, okay, moving on. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to line two. I think Francesca is joining us from Iowa tonight. Hello, Francesca.
Oh, hi, Kevin. This is Francesca. I'm feeling pretty tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
And I just thought I should get shoved to the front of the line.
Well, you did the same thing that the Olympics are now going to do.
And I'm hoping my BFF from the Bronx, Gina, calls in tonight. So I'd really like to hear from Gina, hear what she has to say.
I don't even know where to go with this, Frank.
It's ridiculous, I guess, that... Oh, now I'm not feeling pretty.
Yeah, just don't feel pretty anymore, because you're freaking me out a little bit, actually.
Well, sure. And that's what it's meant to do. Because, truthfully, if we follow this logic that we've been hand-fed the last couple of years, that men and women are interchangeable objects, then I guess to eliminate sexual or gender identity is the goal.
Completely.
Cato Byrne had a book out a number of years ago talking about this feminist agenda where they're trying to demasculize little boys with putting them on Ritalin, potentially little girls, have girls be as bawdy as boys. It's to blur the lines between male and female, because if God created male and female, then to blur or distort those lines is to blur and distort the image of God and man.
Hmm. That's true.
Same thing with abortion. If fetuses in the womb are created in the image of Christ, and you destroy that image, then you're poking your eye, you're poking your thumb in Christ's eye. So they don't like male female. They don't like the fact that God created me male female. So the best way to destroy that is just make us all one gender.
Yeah. Well,
so if we're all competing in the same Olympics, they don't care that the men are kicking the crap out of the women because they have better muscle tone, even though that they have a low testosterone level. They're going to kick the crap out of them in the 100-yard dashes, etc., in the lifting contests, etc., even with the low testosterone levels. But they don't care. They'll sacrifice that to blur the identity, to blur that line between male and female, because that's the goal.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Frank. Appreciate the insight.
No, I'm Francesca again.
All right.
So, I'm feeling pretty, so I'll see you, Kevin.
Thank you. Okay, get him out of here. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Louisville. Brad's listening to AM 970, The Answer there. Hello, Brad. Welcome.
Hey, Kevin. Love your style, man.
Thank you, sir.
I was curious about that. I know that in Muslim countries that they separate the athletes, you know, the males and the females, and if there even is female athletes. But even in Switzerland, they just did the swim time for women only to accommodate the Muslim men who don't want to swim with the women. So I just wonder, is this further exploitation to get an athlete, a Muslim athlete, to bow out when you have a transgender? But according to their religion, they may not be able to compete against a man. So it's just further exploitation. You remember the girl who was wrestling in school, but wanting to wrestle against the boys? And there was the boy who about forfeited the match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's actually been several of those stories, but it doesn't make any sense on any level. Like the only way this begins to make sense is if you're part of the academia of a university that has argued about this, and you're trying to make the case that, you know, the world would be more fair if somebody did something like this, and then you saw the Olympics do it, and then you went back to your class and said, okay, see, they were, look at how open-minded they were. But from any type of pragmatic viewpoint of what this is, it doesn't make any sense. So you're just going to eliminate opportunities for women, gifted women, women who have worked very hard to achieve, the very best that they can in their entire life, and maybe in the entire world, and they're going to be benched because you're going to have men competing in their place.
Actually, they will lose out on a gold medal.
Yeah.
Lose out on a resume. And achievements, my goodness. Anyway, Kevin, I'm going to keep listening. Thank you, bro.
All right. Thank you for the call, 888-340-3373. We are so excited, by the way, that you value family and that you value people like your dad. Coming up next week, we've got Father's Day on the way, and my good friends at MyPillow.com, they have the best Father's Day gift possible. How would you like to get him something he would actually love, and it would pay benefit the rest of his life? That's what I think of when I think of MyPillow, because they guarantee you the best sleep you've ever gotten. They guarantee you the opportunity from night one to experience it. They'll give you your money back without question for the first 60 days. If for whatever reason it doesn't live up to the promises, you return it, 100% of your money back. They'll guarantee the pillow for the next 10 years not to go flat, not to be dysfunctional in any way. And if it somehow does, they will send you a new one at no additional charge. And then on top of that, you're going to help an all-American-based business in Minneapolis that's growing like crazy. They make all of the pillows here in the U.S. The pillows are completely washer-dryer compatible. And right now, through this offer for Father's Day only, if you buy a premium pillow and you get the guaranteed sleep, best sleep of your life, and you want a second one to give to Dad, they're going to give you four pillows for the price of one tonight. Here's how it works. You get a premium pillow, king or queen size, for you. They're going to give you a second one of the same size or smaller at your request. Then they're going to give you two of the go-anywhere pillows. These fit in your suitcases. I'm on a flight tomorrow. I'm taking one with me. I'm going to sleep sitting straight up in coach because it helps me get into REM cycle sleep on a plane. 800-506-2641, but call tonight. Get the 4-for-1 offer, 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Coming up in the next segment,
so badly.
Stacey Dash, There Goes My Social Life, will be with us. She's going to be our Lady of the After Hours, and looking forward to having a great conversation with Ms. Dash. She was in the movie Clueless. She is now a contributor to the Fox News Channel, and she's frequently on the Outnumbered broadcast as a co-host. I'm going to talk to her about everything I possibly can, what it's like growing up in the Bronx. I think she had a fairly troubled childhood. So how did she end up where she is now, and what are the important milestones in her life, and why does she view the world the way she does? She wasn't always a conservative, so we'll get that discussion going at the top of the hour. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373. There were another couple of weird stories in the news this week that related to the transgendered issue. Another one that a judge was involved in from California. And Nick, I don't know if you've got that visual, but put it on the screen if you do. Oh, I feel bad. Okay, so if you're watching on Biz Television, that is a man that was an inmate in one of the California prisons. And the judge in this case said, you know what, we think that it is constitutional because they're attaching some form of, like, I don't know, dignity argument or something to this. I don't exactly follow it completely. But the federal judge ruled that California transgendered inmates have a right to some female items. Now what do they need? This is where it's like Frankenstein days, right? Like, what are we creating? Like, what have we laid the groundwork for? You know, of course, that people that struggle with actual gender dysphoria are 0.3%. 0.3% of the population. I want to know how many inmates are beating down the doors of the wardens in the prisons in California going, we need tampons! Like, lipstick! More blush! Like, and since when did prison become a place where you get the stuff you want anyway? I thought the purpose of prison was to keep you away from society and not getting to have the things. I mean, that's what my sons think prison is. They think prison is when I send them to their room and make them sit on their bed and they're not allowed to touch anything. Oh, it's like being in jail, Dad. Yeah. And you'll either sit in my jail now or somebody else's jail later. So we're gonna deal with that attitude here. But it's kind of beyond me. But anyway, that judge in California said, no. It's really important for us as a nation to make sure that we give the people in the prisons, the men who want to be women, that we give them their lipstick and rouge and whatever other female items, some that the judge feels are necessary for them to have, so that they find meaning in their existence in prison, because they're in prison. Anyway, hour number two up next. Stacey Dash.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.